Welcome to season 3, episode 8.
Yes.
Ocho.
Ocho. We are all over the language.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ocho.
Trilingual.
My name is Brandon Curry.
I'm Jeff Collins.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
Thank you to our sponsors, Brand Boulevard, for the pens and the notebooks. All of our guests.
Thanks, Litch.
Thank you very much. Now, we had another question about mortgage.
Mortgage penalties. Yeah, hot topic.
There's no such thing as a mortgage penalty, is there?
Well, so.
Interest rate differential.
Well, and that's just it, right? And that's really what this comes down to. And kind of why this comes up, and it's been a real hot topic lately, is we have seen interest rates plummeting. You know, like we're low 2% mortgage rates on deals for clients. So because of that, you know, they signed a contract at, say, 299, 344 a few years ago. They're finding that their penalties are growing astronomically right now. Huge, huge penalties that are coming out of the deals.
But wouldn't they know the penalty when they signed that deal in the beginning? They just didn't realize
it? So, okay, here's the catch. The government will not regulate and mandate how penalties are calculated. So there's two types of penalties. You're going to get a 3 months interest penalty.
That's the light one.
That's the light one, 3 months interest. That is typically reserved for variable rate mortgage or adjustable rate mortgages only.
Or if you're in what, like last 6 months, Trev, with a term or something like that, if you have to break it?
No, it's going to vary from lender to lender. Okay. So I don't want to speculate and say anything in particular. So typically reserved for 3 months interest for variable and adjustable rate mortgages. The other is the interest rate differential. Okay. And all that the government has done is the government has stated that financial institutions need to let the borrower know in writing how they calculate it. So I think I've mentioned this maybe before on an episode. If a lender wants to say you break this mortgage during the, let's say, 5 years, because everybody wants that 5 year fixed rate, you break the mortgage within 5 years, your penalty is $25,000. Your penalty is $100,000. They have the legal right to do it as long as it's in writing. So they have what's called the interest rate differential. And interest rate differentials are not all calculated equally. And sometimes the lowest rate isn't the best rate. So I'm going to use a real world example right now that I've got clients going through. Okay.
Perfect.
Their financial institution has offered them an interest rate of 2.12% for a 5 year fixed. Okay.
Sounds pretty good.
That's a great rate.
Great rate.
Good
I can
job,
get,
Trevor.
I, that wasn't me. I can get them an interest rate of 2.14%.
Through that. Take good the 2.12.
Okay.
I'm taking the 2.12.
So my interest rate is 2 basis points, 0.02% higher than what their bank is offering.
How much is that?
You're a couple bucks, right? Like it's not a major expense.
No,
so, but why I bring this up is the difference between the two penalties, right? So the 2.14 that I've got for them is with a monoline lender versus being with a bank. Now, this part might get a little confusing for anybody listening, and you know, maybe when it comes, have I frozen?
No,
you're good. A little bit of a slow-mo there.
Okay, sorry. So what I might try and do is I might put stuff up on the screen to kind of help better illustrate it, but it might be harder for somebody listening. But you know, we've got to make a couple of assumptions here. So first, that, you know, the mortgage balance. So I'm going to use the mortgage balance that the borrower is starting with. Okay. I'm also anticipating that they are breaking their mortgage at the 33 month mark, which is based right now, 70% of Canadians break their mortgage at the 33 month mark. Okay. We just lost Curry there.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's okay. So I bored him to death on this one. So what happened?
Your haircut.
It's like always. Okay. So trying to get this back on track here. So the average 70% of Canadians are breaking their mortgage at the 33-month mark right now.
70%. Okay?
70%. The best part to this statistic is these clients that I'm using, this real world example, September, when his mortgage closes, will be 33 months from the time that I last did his mortgage. Okay. So here's the difference. So with the monoline lender, 214, and we're basically $450,000 mortgage amount. The current rate, so if we were to break this mortgage today, the current rate at 33 months is 2.04%. Okay. It works out that the penalty would be $2,400. Now, the bank way of calculating the penalty, and this is literally all the banks, some of the credit unions are even calculating penalties this way. What they do is, okay, they're offering you 212. But you have your interest rate of the posted rate, which is currently 4.94%. That's the 5-year Canada benchmark rate. They have discounted your interest rate. He's back.
Was it the hair? Was it the hair that scared you off on Trevor? Yeah,
so the interest rate has been discounted by 2.82%. to get you the 2.12 offer, okay? That discount rate is very, very important. Because what they're going to do now, if you're at that 3-year mark, you're breaking that mortgage, they are going to take their 3-year rate, which right now is 2.89%, okay? They are going to subtract the discount of 282 from that 289, sorry, stick with me here, to give you an effective rate of 0.07%. There's no way that a financial institution is going to give you an interest rate that low. Okay? But this is how they calculate it in their favor, and this is why it's so important. The penalty calculation today works out to $22,000. So $22,000. So is the lowest rate the best rate? Do you want to, do any four of you or three of you, looking four because it's got me on the screen as well. The three of you, would you want to take a $20,000 gamble over a couple bucks a year in interest savings?
Well, most people would just pour it at that point, right?
Well, and that's the key point. And just teed this one up for me, buddy. Look at that. He does it for Curry. He's doing it for me now.
Yeah, I'm the helper here.
That is 100% the feedback or the comment that your financial institution will tell you. They will say, but your mortgage is portable. We can do a blend and extend. We can do all these sort of things. However, that means you have to qualify. So you still have to be eligible to qualify for this new mortgage. It doesn't matter that you've got a mortgage right now with them. You want a new mortgage with them, you qualify under a new rule. So let's say you qualified when the stress test wasn't in place. Now maybe you don't qualify for them anymore. Now maybe you need to go to a credit union for a mortgage because they qualify differently if you're putting down 20% or more.
And if you're laid off COVID too, that could affect you probably.
Absolutely, right? Laid off due to COVID. Now all of a sudden,
stuff like that, yeah.
Yep. Now all of a sudden you need to get a private, you're under contract, you've been laid off, you got to get a private mortgage maybe for 6 months. Well, guess what? That penalty isn't going away. The best part though, the best part to this is the clients have stated that, well, they're not going to break this mortgage. And you know, that's wonderful that you say that, you think that, but I would love to just be a fly on the wall in Josh's office. And because I bet you if we, out of 10 clients that sat down in Josh's office, I'll bet you that all 10 of them are going to come walking out of Josh's office and saying that I'm not going to break my mortgage. Yeah. And we know that 7 of those 10 are going to. Statistics, you know, don't lie. That the reality is, statistics do not lie. Yep. And I don't care what age demographic you are, you think you know better than the system, but statistics are what they are.
You're wrong there, though. You're wrong there, Trev.
Call it what you want.
You don't meet in Dash's office. You meet in the boardroom. See,
you're
clearly
not
a client of his, or you know that.
Come on, you know what I mean by that.
I know. So
I have been in the boardroom.
Let's support each other here.
I understand.
Every client, I advise them, because when I go through the mortgage, I say, look, you're in for this term. If not, you're paying one of two penalties, depending on when and how or what, the 3-month interest or the interest rate differential. And trust me, the interest rate differential is substantially more.
Yes.
22K more, jeez.
I'm not breaking my term. Don't worry, I'm not breaking my term.
Right? That is the common message that people will say, it's not going to be me. Well, you know what? The statistic, it takes into account everything. It is marital breakdown. It is marriage, right? It is, you know, family growing, family downsizing.
You do anything to that mortgage. You do anything to the terms of that contract.
Yes.
It allows that institution to implement the IRD. And so, sorry, before I cut off, it was 0.0002 in a fraction is 2 basis points on the differential between the two. That's $20 on $100 on $100,000.
But is it 0.002 or would it be 0.02?
It's 2 basis points.
Yes.
It's 0.02% difference.
Yeah.
Or as a fraction, 0.0002. 2% is 0.02 as a fraction.
Yes. Yes.
Therefore, 2 basis points is 0.0002.
Yes.
There's three zeros.
Three zeros. Great. Yes.
Yeah. So not much. So
it's $20 on every $100,000. So if you're talking on a $400,000 home, we're talking $80 a year difference in interest.
Yeah. Big picture, right? Like, is it worth the gamble? Is it worth
the most important thing getting a mortgage? You should be asking your penalty right off the bat. The more important, I think, than the actual interest rate you're getting.
But I can tell you that the most important thing that anybody asks is what's my rate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody wants to know the interest rate. And like,
that's why we're here at Professional Insight to tell them the lowdown.
Well, to give them the insight, right? So that they know and they understand. But still, like I had a client call, well, they're no longer a client. I had a client call me 2 weeks ago to tell me that, the parents are helping them with a gift. And they, I'm sorry, we've chosen to go a different route. We're now going to go with a bank. My parents are only giving us the gift if we deal with the bank. And it's like, well, how is that really, does that make any sense? Like, why are your parents forcing you into a specific lender? Well, it's just easier because their money's already there, right? That's the typical feedback that I get when those sort of things come up. And I just,
that's a polite way to say, we don't want to work with you kind of thing. Is that the issue?
Could be.
No, I am a firm belief that it's the parent, I hate to say it, stereotyping and lumping everybody together. But typically right now I find parents that are born in the 60s.
50s and 60s.
No, not so much the 50s, right? Because the 50s, like, that's our parents' generation. 40s and 50s is our parents' generation. And
they're
still
pretty bossy.
Well, bossy, yes, but not like, I don't know. I find it's a little bit different. I find that the parents born in the 40s and the 50s are willing to concede to things, right? Like, as an example, years ago, 80s, 90s, you didn't go to a broker as your first resort. It was your last resort, right?
Yeah.
But the people born in the 40s and 50s are willing to concede that that was the way things used to be, and they're not now. Whereas, in this example of those kids that are being gifted, the mother-in-law said, why would you deal with a broker? Brokers are the last resort. Born in the 60s insisted, this was, and again, I don't mean to stereotype, but it's more,
but which is very silly, Trev. It's very silly because, The big distinction is you go to a bank, they give you their rate.
Or they give you their product, their rate. And, you know, for a listener, viewer, what are you getting quoted? When you walk into the bank stores, the bank is quoting you the 5-year fixed. Why? Why? Right? When we know
the best is go to the bank at 4:45 on a Friday and tell them that. Think you get service then? They come back Monday. Talk to you 4:45 on a Friday, you're gonna be answering the questions that they need, you know? That's the big thing. It's at their time and their convenience.
We run into this with our firm too versus with investments.
Banks, yeah.
Statistically speaking, just if you look at total mutual funds, the big five banks still have the vast majority of the mutual fund business and investment business in Canada. It is what it is. Canadians are very complacent. They don't make a fuss. They're ignorant, which is fine to be ignorant on an issue. Like, I'm ignorant on law and I'm ignorant on building. But Canadians, for the most part, because of the monopolistic system that we have in a lot of our industries, are very complacent and are willfully, they just don't bother. I had some people talk to me and go, there's an estate settling. And the banks now are doing executor services, which our firm does for free if you're a client. No charge.
Well, I got to think, what do you think of a Questrade now, Brandon?
So I'll get to that. So basically, they were going to charge my one client the full 5%, 2.5% on disbursements and 2.5% on managing assets, because the money was at one of the big fives. They rosied it all up. So to put that into perspective, the estate was worth over $1 million. So on the low end, she was going to be paying $50,000 out of the estate, just purely to do the things that she technically could have done and we could have done for free. And then on top of that, she would have been put into their own mutual funds and their own investment funds, which they would have charged another 1% on. So, but people don't ask any questions. They just choose the path of the least resistance, and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And they wonder why they get screwed over in the end. Questrade is a great example, Jeff, for bringing that up. Do you know how many
teed it up?
He teed it up, yeah. But I mean, like, here's something for you. There's a new app called Robinhood. And basically what Robinhood is right now, it's very similar to Questrade, where people are, you know, they put money in there, and then based on algorithms and what stocks are hot and not, they basically shoot you trade suggestions. And so these people have been buying these trade suggestions based on previous stocks you purchased that meet your risk profile.
It's like Netflix suggesting a movie.
Exactly. You don't, it's not, I'm not watching Jim Jeffries. This isn't me watching Jim Jeffries and going, oh yeah, Brandon's going to like Ricky Gervais. It's not the same thing. Like, you can't say, oh, I bought Bitcoin, therefore I'm going to like Ether. I bought Tesla, therefore I'm going to like this odd, you know, off the cuff car company. It's not even the same thing. There's so much due diligence that goes into what we do. And so what's happening now? Oh, okay. Well, you're having these major corrections happening in the markets right now, and people are losing their shirt because they've been told by an app or by Questrade or by Scotia iTrade or whatever. And of course, if you read the fine print, these institutions are, that's not us. We had nothing to do with us. You made the trade. You did it yourself. And good luck trying to get customer service.
Is the purple bricks of your industry.
It's the purple brick. It's exactly it. It's like, okay, you get what you pay for. And we saw that massively in the last 4 months while we're communicating with all of our clientele every single week, explaining to them about.
Except for Jeff.
Except for Jeff. Jeff doesn't read
it. Because he's not reading
it. I did read the last one, actually.
Oh, that's good.
It helped me go to sleep.
And so, no one's you know, doing that from Questrade. No one's doing that from Scotia iTrade. No one's analyzing the market and breaking down the.
Well, those are all self-directed, right?
Yeah.
Even right in the name.
Robinhood is self-directed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. We do self-directed as well. It's just we're the advisor advising you on your different choices.
Okay.
So you do have, at the end of the day, you're the boss. So Jeff turns around to me and says, Brandon, I don't want to, I appreciate your advice, but I still want to go into this India growth fund. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. In my notes it goes. I gave him the advice. He still wants to go into India growth. Okay, he goes into India growth, he loses his shirt, it's still self-directed. So, but I'm the advisor advising him on the expertise because that's what I do all day, right?
And that's what we have to do as advisors. A lot of time I'll suggest on price for house or renovations, and they'll smile and say, no, we think it's worth more. All you can do really is smile. And in our business, if you don't smile and you give pushback too hard, they bail and they go to someone else and they lose their face.
Yep.
Without batting an eyelash, eh?
Yeah, I don't understand it. It happens all the time. Your house is worth this much. This is the problems with your house. This one's going to go that. We don't think so. Okay. Showings go through. We don't like this about the house. We don't like this about the house. I told you. You know, I'm sure you get that all in everybody's industry. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You smile in the back of our heads. We know we're trying to do the right thing. And the people that listen usually reap the rewards. And the people who don't get taught a lesson.
Yep.
That's all you can do, right? What else can you do? Because otherwise, in all our industries, they can walk to, like,
across the street.
Everything, you know, and everything. Like, think about how many realtors are out there. Yep. Not as many lawyers, not many advisors and mortgage people, but we've got competition in all our business.
Especially,
we get to where we are is because I tee you guys up. Boom! No, we get to where we are because we're honest, right? And sometimes it bites us in the ass for being honest. People don't like hearing the truth. That's the problem.
Yep.
Most of the time they don't.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Anyways, right. That's mortgage penalty.
That's perfect. Well, thanks very much there, Trev. Sorry I cut out there for a bit.
That's okay. It was actually pleasant not having you here.
You had some slow-mo moments there too, Trev, on the feed. I'm not sure if you'll pick that up on yours.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
All right, everyone. Thanks very much for sharing, and please continue to watch and send in your questions.
Help us help you stay informed.